Today's Midwest weather is mostly unchanged from that of yesterday. Perhaps a little bit drier for a little while next week, though. We'll see a surface high pressure system settle into the region. We are going to be starting a new weather pattern that's going to become all too familiar for most of us as we move forward through July and probably into the first half of August. This pattern is going to be some occasional deeper cool air masses that will form across portions of the Canadian prairies, reaching southward across the northern and eastern portions of the Midwest. And these will occur periodically, and they will be a little bit more significant relative to the cool air masses we've seen in the past. That doesn't mean we're going to have a cold summer. I'm just trying to say that there'll be a little bit more contrast in air masses from one period to another. We've got at least two of these that will occur during the month of July, and maybe a third one possible. And the trend model suggests we'll see the same thing occur again in the first half to middle part of August. So with this trend being what it is, it's likely to generate a good mix of weather across much of the Midwest. But again, the southwestern part of the Corn Belt may have the lowest potential for rainfall as often as relative to the rest of the Midwest. But we're going to still see everybody ending up with a relatively favorable mix of weather. The temperatures over this next several day period are going to be warm across the Midwest, seasonably warm over this period through the weekend. We'll look for temperatures running in the 80s mostly across the Midwest. There'll be a few 70-degree readings in the far north, and there may be a few lower 90s in the southernmost parts of the region. As we move into next week, though, there will be a cold front that will cut through the region. You'll notice that cold front already pushing through part of the area as we go through the weekend. And that cool air mass is likely to generate some scattered showers and thunderstorms across a part of the region. The precipitation will be most significant in a band that will initially occur across parts of Iowa and neighboring areas of Illinois and Wisconsin, eventually moving into parts of Michigan. And after the heavier rains occur, there will be lighter rainfall that will push the cooler air into the region, and that will take place as we finish out the weekend and move into the early part of next week. This scenario is going to likely lead to some heavier rainfall in the southeastern corner of the country, more so than I think the computer forecast models have suggested today. We'll watch for that. Should be a lot of repetitive rain and thunderstorms occurring in the southeastern corner of the country, and for the most part, that is likely to translate into some much wetter soil conditions in time. In the meantime, though, over these next 5 days or so, we're likely to see a continuation of mostly light amounts of precipitation and warm temperatures across the southeast and the delta, as well as the Midwest. We will look for a potential for some notable cooling to take place, though, as we move through a part of next week. We'll look for those temperatures to cool back down into some 70s across the northern parts of the Midwest, and we'll still have some 80s occurring in the south. But I think that in future computer forecast model runs, we'll see those temperatures in the south a little bit cooler than what's being advertised today. Low temperatures at night may slip back into some upper 40 and 50 degree readings in the northernmost parts of the Midwest during our coolest period next week, and otherwise we'll see 50 and 60 degree readings, pretty common, and probably a few lower 70s as well before the first round of cooling starts to impact the Midwest. The bottom line, though, is still quite favorable for most of the Midwestern crop areas. I see no reason for concern about dryness or excessive moisture or extreme heat or really significantly colder than normal conditions. It should be typical summertime weather that should translate into good crop development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.